So I chose Visual Stimulus, which is option number two, because I consider storytelling have a big impact not only on culture, but on people and growing generation. I think storytelling is directly connected to any culture, because different stories and tales are passed through generation to generation, and stories based on the culture, stories define the culture's distinguished marks. However, stories, they're not always just narrative stories, they're mostly fairy tales, legend, myths, and other kinds of stories. For an example, we all know and we all grew up on different stories, which are, for example, Kazakh ones, for example, Aldar Kosyem, or we all know Russian narrative stories, which are kind of cultural and for what we got used to. Their color book, Wolf and Seven Goblins, and etc. The stories are really simple and they carry simple but really honest moral lessons. Still, stories usually presented for children, and these stories have like this childish plot, but they teach them kindness and bravery and to help others. Some of the stories, as I said, come from generation to generation orally. For example, our granddads and grandmother, they have told us some fairy tales for each of us, like, before we go to bed. And these stories were told them also by their fathers and mothers. Also, a huge amount of cultural stories are established in different plays, songs, and ballads.
Well, how do you relate to these pictures? Have you ever had this experience in your life?
Yes,
having,
you know,
I
have paid a big attention on this picture, mm-hmm. In the middle, where people sitting around the fire, mm-hmm. and I suppose telling different stories, mm-hmm. Which are not usually cultural one, mm-hmm. but maybe just stories. But I think stories unite people. The stories unite different cultures, and different minds. And different minds.
Mm-hmm. Now, in these pictures, do all of them represent fairy tales, or are there any specific genres here depicted in these photographs and pictures?
Yes, of course. For example, this picture where the dolls, mm-hmm. are shown, as we can see, there are king and queens, and maybe there is a special genre about like this medieval times, and maybe this kind of French or English story. Mm-hmm. It's of course cultural, because I wanted to say that, as I said about the distinguished marks, it may be details as costumes or some phrases of the characters.
Mm-hmm. Well. In your opinion, how do stories from our childhood indicate our identity? I mean, will it be possible for a person to distinguish himself or herself as a Kazakh by quoting specific examples of fairy tales like Aldar Kosyem? And you will say, well, I'm Kazakh because I know this.
This is kind of... arguing question, mm-hmm. Because we all may grow on different stories, but I think it will not define our like cultural
identity.
Identity. Mm-hmm. But however, I think these storytellings are superinducing, mm-hmm. On our behavior, on our relationship to others, mm-hmm. because I think not only cultural stories, but like every story that were told to us, they all were engaged in our
education.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, then will it be accurate to say that the more stories from different cultures a person is aware of or knows about, the more culturally sensitive he or she is, and the more internationally minded this person is.
Yes, I absolutely agree, because I think when you tell your children about like differences from different cultures, like even African or at least Chinese, it improves children's view,
mm-hmm.
and it became wider,
mm-hmm.
And children is not like
limited.
Yes, limited, and have like some special borders, some culture,
mm-hmm.
And child is not only.
He or she is not narrow-minded, right?
Yes, narrow-minded.
Because now he's having a wider outlook.
Yes, or concentrated only on one culture.
Uh-huh,
yes,
very good. Now, how important is it, in your opinion, to be aware of different cultural components, different cultural specifics in the time of globalization? Because what we're facing now is basically unification, right? Of
yes.
taste, unification of accommodations, etc.
Yes, for 21st century, world is became modernized,
mm-hmm.
And so nowadays I noticed our children reading a lot of cultural stories, which I think will help them in their further way in life, because you don't know what will happen to you tomorrow. And I think every day you meet like you meet different people, different cultures of people. Even in our school, we have international students, and I think it is important to know some cultural marks, cultural distinguished marks,
mm-hmm.
which will make us more. Just make some not just look education more educative persons, but to let international students and international people know that we're aware of them,
mm-hmm.
and of their culture.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.